chain store and bakery cafe Panera faces a lawsuit in connection to the death of a 21-year-old University of Pennsylvania student. Sarah Katz died last September from cardiac arrest after drinking the restaurant's charged lemonade. Now her parents want the company to answer for her death. WHYY's Amanda Smith has more.
The lawsuit filed Monday in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas suggests that misleading labeling and in-house preparation of Panera Bread's charged lemonade led to Katz's death.
The purpose of this lawsuit is to bring to the public's attention the hidden dangers of this charged lemonade.
Katz, at the age of 5, was diagnosed with a heart condition known as long QT syndrome. The condition can cause fast and irregular heartbeats, which can be life-threatening, and those with the condition are advised to avoid energy drinks. Attorney Elizabeth Crawford says that the company failed to properly label the beverage.
It doesn't mention the word energy drink at all, not in the store, not on the cup. It indicates that it says charged lemonade, but it doesn't indicate that it is an energy drink.
In a statement, Panera says, quote, "At Panera, we strongly believe in transparency around our ingredients and will work quickly and thoroughly to investigate this matter." Crawford told WHYY that the Katz family's biggest concern is getting Panera Bread to make changes, whether that means taking the lemonade beverage off the menu or having adequate warnings to prevent this from happening again.
They want to save lives, you know, that's what they think Sarah would have wanted as well.
Reporting for WHYY, I'm Amanda Smith.